The Supreme Court seems ready to gut a key part of the Voting Rights Act that has been used to root out racial discrimination in voting. Such an outcome could boost Republican electoral chances across the South and in the closely contested House of Representatives. After 2.5 hours of arguments, the court's 6 conservative justices seemed ready to strike down a congressional district in Louisiana that was drawn to give black voters in that district a chance to elect a candidate of their choosing. The court's 3 liberal justices tried to keep the focus on the work that the Voting Rights Act has done in combating discrimination. Justice Sonia Sotomayor told a lawyer for the Trump administration that the administration's bottom line seemed to be to want to get rid of the provision of the act known as Section 2. The lawyer, Hashim Mopan of the Justice Department, told the justice that that was not the administration's intent. A ruling that strikes down the Louisiana congressional district could free lawmakers across the South and indeed across the country to redraw electoral districts from Congress on down in a way that eliminates black and Latino majorities. Those districts have tended to favor Democrats, and it could really improve the Republicans' chances in the House of Representatives, where there's a very narrow Republican majority.